This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're just getting rolling here on a Thursday. We have to do, I don't even want to, Chris. I don't even want to do inflation stuff today. Because look, what happens, let me explain why I don't want to do inflation stuff. Don't worry, I'm going to do it. But here's what happens on a day like today. We get the official inflation number out. And of course, now this part I did enjoy. Of course, everyone in the media has the sads.
Year over year, strip out food and energy, also hotter than expectations, up 6.6. That follows 6.3. And 6.6 is a new high. The old high was 6.5 in March. That went back to 1982.
Disappointing new inflation numbers as the country looks to fight off rising prices. A new report shows consumer prices rose 0.4% last month and 8.2% year over year. The increase considerably higher than anticipated.
September alone, prices up 0.4%. Now that is way up from the performance and the reading in August. It suggests inflation is accelerating. One more number for you. 6.6%.
We got it. And we sit down and we read off numbers today. Everybody, this is what bugs me. Everyone in my business, on the left and the right, that does TV and radio, everybody. When these numbers come out, we all read off the numbers and we act like that is the day, it's the story. Now, maybe it's because I've lived a normal life. I didn't grow up doing this. I didn't grow up in punditry. I grew up in construction. I wash cars. I've been out of work. I grew up as a normal human being. The story was a story before we got the official inflation number because you already knew it sucked. You already knew. And I think about this when all these people run out there today. Can you believe inflation? And I think about virtually every single normal person with a normal job looking around saying, yeah, I knew inflation. In fact, I knew it when I filled up my car with gas and got groceries yesterday. Congratulations, Johnny come lately. And I know we've talked about this before. This is how I'm going to leave this because I want to move on. We don't need any more talk about inflation. Okay, inflation sucks. So let's just do a quick analysis here. You're going to get incredible amounts of inflation when you print massive amounts of unbacked currency, like we did during COVID. When you print massive amounts of unbacked currency while also shutting down your $20 trillion economy because of a virus, your inflation can get to the point where your money is worth basically the toilet paper you wiped your butt with yesterday or today, depending on what you had for breakfast. Now, how do you stop that? Because you have to stop it. How do you stop inflation? The only way to stop inflation, or to slow it down, I should say, is causing a recession. Just let me explain again. Inflation can end a nation. It really can. I mean, it could be that big of a deal. Remember, you destroy the value of your dollar so much, you can't even pay your debts. You get downgraded credit. I mean, it's really, really bad. You can't afford that. You have to jack up interest rates intentionally to slam the brakes on an overheated, is what they call it, economy, intentionally, in order to stop that kind of hyperinflation from getting out of control. We're hearing already, you know how they just jacked interest rates up a lot? They're going up again by a lot. And then there won't be one. I don't think there's one in January, but in February, they're going to go up again a lot. Now, when you jack interest rates up, what you do is you restrict the flow of money because it's more expensive to borrow money. If I borrow money on no interest, well, that's great. 1%, no big deal. 20%, I think I'll do without. That's the decision businesses make across the country, which is why you will see companies begin to contract very shortly. And that's a great economist way of saying people are going to get fired Lots of them. A company contracting means someone's getting fired. Many, many, many people. Here's the issue. The issue is anything we could do to pull us out of this, the things we should be doing, they're all things, even if Biden wanted to do them, he won't do them. How would you get out of it? How would you do this? What's the smart way to do this? Okay, you do have to raise interest rates. There's no question about that. That's unavoidable. But maybe you don't have to raise them as much if you were to, say, massively slash regulations. If you were to just take the regulatory of the system in this country and take a battle axe to it, and you just start chopping these things away, it would at least, while you're forcing businesses to contract, you're at least taking burdens off them in other areas that would allow them to maybe stay afloat or keep, maybe even expand a little bit, which increases the economic production of a country, which grows the economy. It can help that. But the Democratic Party in the country, they believe in regulations, lots of them. Remember Trump got in office and immediately began slashing them? You know, remember Trump's economic boom? You know that wasn't really about the tax cuts, right? That was about Trump's view on regulations. Trump got into office and took a blowtorch to the regulations in this country, and that's why the economy just took off like a rocket ship. Remember everyone was making fun of Trump because he'd go out and say, I'm going to be the greatest jobs president ever, and everyone's like, oh, that's stupid. What are you talking about? And then he was until COVID. He turned out to be that. Well, that's what we need. But instead of doing that, they'll increase regulations. Instead of doing that, because they're not worried about inflation, they're not worried about a recession. Instead, the base tenets of the Democratic Party require them to attack any moving part. Any productive part of the economy now gets attacked now because the whole base of the Democratic Party now is communism. And yet don't email me whining. I'm a Democrat. I'm not a communist. That's not true. You are. You just don't know it. I know you don't want to be. I realize you don't want to be, but you are. You're a cultural Marxist. I'm not a Democrat. I just believe in climate change. No, you're actually a full-blown communist. You're just a useful idiot who believes a lie. Jesse, I'm not a communist. I'm just very pro-abortion. No, you're a baby-murdering savage. No, you are. You are. It's not my job to powder your butt for you or tell you everything's okay. It's not okay. Stop destroying my country. But when you're the Democratic Party, this is where this comes from, the modern-day Democratic Party. We're not talking about the JFK days. Modern-day Democratic Party. Remember, this is the party that put on a gigantic convention. You ever been to one of these conventions, or at least you've seen them on TV? You probably haven't been to the Democrat one, although maybe you have, but I've been to the Republican one. You can't imagine. I went to the one in Tampa. Gosh, I love Tampa. I went to the Republican one. Shout out to WFLA. I went to the Republican one in Tampa. It's not a small thing. It's not it's just at the convention center. You're shutting down city blocks. There are events for a week going on. It's like a Super Bowl. The level of coordination that goes into one of those things is incredible. They put on a Democrat National Convention without a single American flag. The base of the Democratic Party now is anti-American. The base belief of all the different despicable branches of the Democratic Party is America sucks. We need climate change. We can't have it because America sucks. Capitalism sucks. We need more LGBTQ weirdo freak rights, but we don't have them because America sucks. We need more women's rights because America's been oppressive to women. America sucks. We need black people have been oppressed. We don't have equality. America sucks. It's across the board. America sucks. America sucks. America sucks. So when you believe that, you operate in that way. If you were in the middle of a house, if you lived in a home and you hated it, you despised it for whatever reason. You thought it was a money pit. You stubbed your toe too much. It smelled a little. Who knows what reason? If you despised it, you wouldn't want to improve it. You want to burn it down. Well, the economic situation gets worse and worse and worse because the party in charge doesn't have any motivation to improve it. In fact, they've wanted to destroy it for forever. Now that it's being destroyed, things are going well. Remember, in their eyes, things are going well. Remember, the destruction is intentional. All right, enough of that. You know what? We're going to talk about trophy hunting. Don't worry. If you don't hunt or whatever, or don't have an opinion on it, this is going to, it'll apply to you. Just, we have to adjust how we think about things. All of us. I do too. Before we get to that, in the face of a recession like this, it's probably good to find ways to save money. I tell you all the time about various MyPillow products and the pillows and the slippers. And you know, I mean, I get the emails every day. I know you know how great they are. And I tell you about Giza Dream Sheets, the best sheets on the planet from the world's best cotton. Well, now's the time to take advantage when things are 60% off. They're at their lowest price ever right now. You can get Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $39.99. You have to go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Jesse. Remember, when you walk in that big box store and buy sheets from them, you fund people who hate your freaking guts. Make sure you make your way past the pride section to buy your sheets. Or you can go to MyPillow.com and support someone who actually loves you, Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow to Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. These pieces of trash in the Biden administration.
Going forward. Brian, you didn't answer the question, so I'm going to ask it again. I'm going to share with you and share with our audience the quote from the Saudis this morning. Regarding the situation in the oil markets, the government of the kingdom clarified through its continuous consultation with the US administration that all economic analyses indicate that postponing the OPEC Plus decision for a month would have had negative economic consequences. Brian, again, it's a really straight question. Did you ask the Saudis to delay that decision for a month? Are they telling the truth or not?
Look, I'm not going to get on air and disclose private conversations that members of our
private
administration
have. But it's not private. The Saudis have shared it with us. You've got the opportunity to say it's true or not. Is it true or not?
What I will say clearly is that the communications that we've had with OPEC members and continuing have been based on our assessment of the economic circumstances of supply and demand in global oil markets.
The Joe Biden administration hates your freaking guts. They look at the gas prices you pay, and they know they're skyrocketing and they're about to go through the roof, and they know it's going to make you mad, and they don't give a crap. Oh, they wanted to temporarily keep them down just so you might not consider voting Republican this November, but then they know they're going to go back through the roof, and they don't care at all. These people don't care about you at all. We are led by the worst people on the planet. I despise these people. And I'm telling you, I have moments where I have to stop myself because I can feel myself just getting filled with hate, and I don't like that. I don't like that. You know why I don't like that, Chris? It's because,
you know, freedom is not free.
That's why I don't like it. Quadruple Threat Oracle, also a great band name. Now that you're a world-renowned author, a podcaster, first TV star, and future lead singer of Deleterious Consequences, I'm sure you have or will run into the people you've ripped a new one on the air. If you already have been in the same room with someone you called an idiot or a jerk, how do you deal with that situation? I'm sure being a Marine, your manly stature and good looks are intimidating enough for a weakling communist, but do you completely ignore them? Do you say something or do you give a bro like nod, like I got you pegged, idiot commie? My sister and I are two Latina dimes who never miss a show. Give us a thrill by saying our names, Carly and Carleen. Well,
buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes, Latina dimes. That's one. And two, I have actually been in the same room several times with somebody I have destroyed on the air. I'll tell you something. This is probably going to sound terrible. I didn't think about this beforehand, as I never do. So I'm just going to come out with it and just be honest with you. When you do what I do now, which is a very unimportant job, I admit that, but when you do what I do now, there is a beauty to it, and that I don't need anyone in politics. any politician to like me at all. Now, if you do a radio show or a TV show that sucks, then you need guests all the time because the guests have to be interesting and carry the show. We got 10 guests today. I had a guest on today, I think, for the first time all week. I think I've had two guests this month, maybe. I don't do guests. I don't do calls. I do my own show. I don't need this latest congressman or senator to come on my show at all. So I don't need him at all. He needs me. He needs you to hear from him. His way to get you to hear from him is to come on my show. So I don't need you. In fact, I despise you. So you're not important enough for me to approach, but you are never going to approach me. Anytime I'm in the room with these people, they always shrivel up in the corner. And you know what the most fun thing in the world is? When you actually do see them, if you run into them at all, smile, reach out, give a good old handshake, and he knows. He absolutely knows I own you. I don't need you. You need me. That is a great place to be, especially when you're dealing with low-life scum politicians like we have in this country. I love it. You know what I'm going to start doing, Chris? No, I can't do that. This is probably against the law. Never mind. I was going to say something. I was saying it would be funny. You know how we have the hero gun, right? And we have the hero arrow. Remember, the hero arrow is a little smaller than the hero gun. It's kind of shaped like a remote control. It shoots, instead of the pepper balls, it shoots the pepper gel. It's brutal. It's brutal. It'll save your life, I should mention. It also has this loud siren on there. What if show up? No, Chris, just hear me out here. What if we show up to these events, carry a little hero arrow, and not spray someone with it? I'm not trying to just get someone screaming on the ground. It's so powerful. What if you just sprayed a little on his shoes when he wasn't looking and then walked away? How funny would that be? And then he'd be sitting there crying, oh my gosh, it must be my allergies, and there'd be snot coming out of his face. Oh, that'd be great. By the way, go buy yourself a hero arrow so you don't die if a bad person tries to kill you. Does not require a concealed carry permit at all. It really is debilitating. It is brutally debilitating, and it's non-lethal. So that child you're sending or have sent away from home, buy them one. Buy one for yourself, for your mother who lives alone, your cousins, and carry it on you. Don't just buy one. I don't even want you to buy it if it's going to stay and collect dust. Carry it on you. I want to hear from you one day. Jesse, it saved my life. That email we got that one day about how it saved his daughter's life blessed me so much. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, all right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount. State restrictions may apply. Now, I have to do a couple housekeeping items first. One, and this part is extremely important. I'm just kidding. I just felt like doing that. No, this part is important. If you miss any part of the show, the whole thing's available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Which brings me to the totally off-the-wall subject I'm going to bring up before I talk about you being debanked, losing your bank, and things like that, which are these things are absolutely coming. Before I get to that, let's get to this. What have I said before is the most damaging invention in the history of mankind? The photograph. The photograph and everything that came from it. I will explain what I mean by that and how we have to always keep ourselves in check, myself included, in a second. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday night, and all right, it's time to offend so many people. We'll get so much hate mail tomorrow. So on top of all the Ask Dr. Jesse questions, you're going to email in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can email in your hate for what we're about to talk about. Now, I've discussed before, as I mentioned, the photograph is the worst invention in the history of mankind. Don't get me wrong. I don't blame you for wanting a picture of me, all right? What, Chris? Anyway, I don't blame you for wanting a picture of me. But photographs What they do is they create emotions inside of us. Emotions are the enemy of good decision making. Virtually always, emotions are the enemy of good decision making. I don't like them. I try to cut them out of my life whenever I'm making important decisions. You probably do the same. Let's have a talk really quickly about perspective and how we always need to keep some perspective, because we all lack it in some way. I certainly do. You do. We lack perspective. Trophy hunting. African trophy hunting. Just bringing up that term might have made you wince, cringe, cry. Maybe you're dry heaving in the toilet right now. And I know why. I know exactly why that term may have made you uncomfortable. What are you picturing right now? What are you picturing? You're picturing a dead giraffe, a dead elephant. Oh my goodness, a dead lion. He's posing with this beautiful lion that he murdered. That wonderful creature. Now, I should tell you this. I've never been trophy hunting. I've done plenty of hunting. I've never been to Africa to kill one of those things or anything like that. And I don't have any desire to go. I do want to go to Africa because I think it's such a fascinating continent with great history on it. And I do want to see those animals. I don't want to go hunt any of them. That's not my thing. I don't know whether I've gotten soft as I've gotten older, but I would love to go fishing over there. I don't want to go hunt them. Let's have a discussion about what you think or what you should think or maybe what you should ponder about things like trophy hunting. You look at a picture on the internet and some guy is there with some giraffe he killed and he's posing and he's holding it up and he got his rifle right beside him and you say to yourself, oh my gosh, that is barbaric. That is terrible. I hate that. They should ban this universally. I hate that people do this. They should ban it. It's what people say. All the time I hear it. It's what people say. Okay. You want people to starve to death? Just stay with me here. This is going to apply to way more than trophy hunting. There's always a story you don't understand and a perspective you don't have and I don't have. Here's how this works, and I know how this works because I actually was scheduled to go trophy hunting at one point in time with my father, and for various reasons it didn't fall through. We were going to go hunt. Nah, I would never want to kill a lion or an elephant or something like that. We're going to go kill those big Cape buffalo. We're going to kill one of those. It's supposed to be one of the most dangerous animals in the world to hunt, which I found exciting because I make irresponsible choices, and it didn't end up happening. So I've never done it. I'm not going to do it. But I did learn about this. When you see these guys who fly to Africa and they do these trophy hunts, almost always they're going into a poor country that thrives and frankly needs those dollars to come into the country in order to keep on going. Do you want African kids to be able to learn to read and write? Guess what pays for the schools? That hunter going over there trophy hunting. Oh, I think they should all have access to penicillin and they should have access to things that kill mosquitoes. That trophy hunt pays for that penicillin. A lot of it. You ready? You ready to hear the hard things? You know what else happens on a trophy hunt? Because I was going through this trying to figure out what it was going to cost. So you go over there on top of the money you have to spend to get there and the thousands of dollars you would have to spend to kill one of these things if you wanted to kill it. I'm not telling you to do this. I just want you to keep some perspective. At the end of, during these hunts, you are taken care of by African tribesmen for the most part. That's probably the way to describe them. They're people who live out in the bush for the most part. You obviously have guides, but when you go back to your camp, you have people who wash your clothes, cook your food, clean your gear for you. You're staying in tents for the most part. I realize they have like resorts there, but almost no matter what, you have all kinds of staffers that take care of your needs. At the end of the hunt, they will line up and they tell you to have these things ready ahead of time. You have envelopes full of cash and they will line up and you hand them envelopes full of cash as you leave camp. And do you know what they do with that cash? They don't run out and buy lottery tickets and Keystone Light like I would do. They don't run down to the mall and get a new purse or a pair of shoes. Do you know what they do with the cash? They go back home to their families and they stash the money away and they eat on that money for the rest of the year. If their child gets sick and needs medication, that cash you use to kill that giraffe, they use that to make sure their child lives another day. Keep that in mind. I realize we live in a very privileged society where we think that meat just miraculously appears in the grocery store. But do keep in mind, if you were teleported to any other part in human history and you told them, I'm against hunting, they would honestly, they would probably think you're a witch of some kind. They wouldn't even make, what do you mean against hunting? What do you mean against hunting? That's how people survive. What do you mean you're against hunting? Now, I know we live in such a privileged society where the meat's always in the grocery store and you don't have to see the deer getting shot. I realize, I do know that. I know that you don't have to experience the starvation the African family does if you don't go over there and go hunt. I just want you, I'm not telling you to be pro-trophy hunting. I want you to always keep some perspective in your back pocket. And look, let's not discount this. Not only are we removed from all that because we have such a wealthy country, I know we have Disney movies. And I know that, look, they do play a big part in it. You grew up watching. I grew up watching Disney and The Lion King. And, oh, I can't believe he killed that giraffe. I bet he had a name. And I bet they just got done doing a big song and dance. I bet it was a great song, Bill. It's so sad. Look, I know. Those are our cultural sensibilities. You can't change your cultural sensibilities. That's the culture you've grown up in. That's the only culture you ever know. But I will tell you, not only with this, with everything. Whenever you see things and you want to ban it and you want to stop it and that's evil and that's mean and we shouldn't and I don't want to and I shouldn't. Take a minute and take everything into account. People in Africa, they don't have a grocery store 10 minutes from their home where they can go down, where they have the money or the availability to just go down. And honey, I feel like you want cookies. I'm in a cookie mood. I'm going to run down and get some chocolate chips and some flour. Let's make cookies tonight. That's how you get to live your life. You're blessed to be an American. That's how I've gotten to live my life, my whole life. I'm blessed to be an American. But I will tell you this, being overseas in various dumps on this planet, courtesy of the United States Marine Corps, Semper Fi, being in various dumps on this earth really does open your eyes to how other people on this planet live. We do live a life of privilege, even if you're hard up right now. We do. Keep that in mind the next time you see that hunter posing with the lion and you're aghast that anyone could kill such a beautiful creature. And also do keep in mind, not just the money, the meat goes to the poor in those countries. And they're so adamant about protecting their tourist industry and animals, it's heavily regulated. They try to actually kill off the sick ones that hurt the herd. Keep that in mind. Just a little perspective. You can pour your hate mail in. That's fine. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Perspective helps us all. Now, I talked about our privilege, and we've had a bunch. And we know going into these economic times, you're watching it possibly evaporate. I don't know how bad it's going to get. We throw out these terms, 175,000 jobs, Great Depression Part 2. These things could happen easily. I make preparations. It's up to you whether or not you make yours. I can't live your life for you. I've told you about my Patriot Supply repeatedly. They have partnered with the show. I loved them long before they did that, but they've partnered with the show, which is kind of cool for me, that there's a website now, preparewithjessekelly.com. where they're selling emergency three-month food kits for $250 off. That's a pretty good deal. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Everyone in your home needs 3 months worth of food. Why not save a bunch of money while you do it? Preparewithjessekelly.com. $250 off. Now you can play the music, Chris. Lady, ya se me están, te vi por el lado. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And man, if you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I can't wait to see how mad everyone is about the trophy hunting thing, Chris. All right. Maybe you're asking yourself why I've avoided this the entire show. Chris, okay. We're like 2 hours into the show. I'll finally play this about Liz Cheney, January 6th committee, Trump getting subpoenaed, and then I'll explain to you why I waited.
Our duty today is to our country and our children and our Constitution. We are obligated to seek answers directly from the man who set this all in motion. And every American is entitled to those answers so we can act now to protect our republic. So this afternoon, I am offering this resolution that the committee direct the chairman to issue a subpoena for relevant documents and testimony under oath from Donald John Trump in connection with the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol.
Yeah, okay. Why did I wait? A couple different reasons. One, it was obvious, and I mean obvious, that this was coming. Who's been telling you on the radio that Donald Trump's not going to get subpoenaed? He's going to get arrested. He's going to get arrested on camera. These scumbags are out to get him. They're going to destroy him no matter what. It's completely unjust. It's wrong, but that's what they're going for. They've decided that he is the end-all, be-all. And they're making the same mistake, I should point out, that every corrupt system in history has made. They think the figurehead at the top is the movement, and if they can just kill the figurehead, they'll kill the movement. They're dead wrong about that. Even if they get Trump and he ends up in prison the rest of his life, I don't think that'll happen, by the way, but even if they get him and he goes to prison and we never hear from Trump again, the movement doesn't go away. In fact, that probably makes it stronger. But every corrupt system makes the same mistake. They all do. The Romans did it. How many times we talked about those old Roman stories when the populist movement, the populares were coming up? They just flat out kept killing the guys at the top. And like clockwork, the next one would come on up again. It doesn't. Donald Trump isn't the movement. He's the figurehead of the movement. The movement exists whether Trump is there or not. That's the mistake they're making. I didn't lead with it because it was predictable and it's all just one big show trial, and it doesn't pay for your groceries right now. I just don't find it to be that important. I know it's a big, flashy news story, but I don't find it to be that important at all. So that's why I didn't lead with it. Now, plummeting test scores is really important, and you losing your bank account, that's really important. We're going to address those things in, I would say, 10 minutes from now. We'll address those things next hour. Let's do something really quickly here first. You know what else is really important? The fact that testosterone levels have absolutely fallen off a cliff in this country. Now, this sounds a little, I don't know about vulgar. I don't think vulgar is the word I want to use, but I went to community college. Remember, birth rates of a nation determine the future of a nation. When Germany was on the rise, this is pre-World War I, so don't get that Nazi Germany in your head. Pre-World War I, when Germany was on the rise, you know what really concerned countries like Britain and France the most? Their birth rate. Friggin' Germans were getting married and making babies. It's a big deal. America's birth rate, plummeting. Bunch of reasons behind that. The lead one, testosterone levels are falling and falling and falling. We got estrogens in the water and the plastics. We can't save this country if there's no country at all to save. A male vitality stack from chalk, fellas. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. On top of making babies, maybe you're past that stage. I know I am. You feel better. Your energy is palpable. Ladies, don't think it's just for guys. They have a female vitality stack. Man, are you ready to have it be 3-4 in the afternoon, taking care of the kids all day, and you're fired up to make dinner that night? That's what you get. Get a subscription. That way you don't have to remember ordering them, because I never remember ordering them. Sign up for a subscription, because the subscriptions make it 35% off the lifetime of the subscription. And I need to make sure I stress this. Please hear me on this. You cancel anytime. This isn't one of those dirtball gyms or something like that that makes you have to write a letter in Mandarin before they'll actually acknowledge you want to cancel. You cancel anytime. If you don't feel better in 90 days, and I mean drastically better? You cancel. I want you to. But you will. Everyone does. You should see my emails. Everyone does. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the subscription. I almost called it a prescription, Chris. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Tell you what we're doing.
We're changing people's lives.
We are, Chris. Don't shake your head. Get to a couple emails. Awesome Oracle. I like that one. The other day you referenced my favorite character, White Shadow, and I thought I would point out embarrassingly it's from the kids' movie Turbo. Gosh, that's so true. It is from that movie Turbo. Chris, you don't know this yet because you haven't started making babies. You'll start knowing all these characters on all... I don't need to know you're trying, Chris. This is a family show. Good grief. Anyway, I would also like to address your disapproval of convertibles, this lady says. We recently purchased the new Bronco, and I love driving with the top down. Gosh, the Broncos are so sweet. I get the point you made about the wind, but for me, it's about multitasking. I can work on my tan while I'm running errands. The other day, we went out as a family, and we're catching the podcast on iHeart. We parked and talked about how much of an idiot Biden is. There was a lady standing by our space waiting to cross who I'm pretty sure overheard us because we had the top down and she was laughing. She could just be crazy, but I like to think that our convertible is helping spread the word and fight commies. Thanks for making us laugh a little in the dark times we're facing. At least through your broadcast, we know we're in good company. Semper Fi, and thank you for your service. Well, here's the deal with convertibles, because I've had a couple of these. I stand against convertibles because I'm a dude. Dimes love convertibles. Why? Because it gives dimes a chance not just to tan. Don't lie to me, lady. It gives ladies a chance to show off a little bit. Ladies like to show off a little bit. It pays to advertise. It pays to get a couple sideways looks from the fellas. And when you're a lady driving down the road with your shades on and your hair blowing, every guy's looking. And don't lie to me, dimes. You know you like every guy looking. That's why you like driving around with the top down. It's not for the tan. It's for the looks. Well, I don't drive around for the looks. I don't want wind in my face. I want my climate to be controlled at all times because I am now a soft American. All right. Debanking. You heard of debanking? I'm going to get to some more emails and stuff like that, but debanking, financial institutions, ESG. We haven't addressed ESG in a bit, and it's something I try to bring up every so often so people understand something. I want you to do me a favor real quick before we get into this. If you're not driving, if you're in a place you can do this, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go look up the name of your bank and ESG. And I want you to go to your bank's ESG page. Jesse, my bank doesn't have it. Yes, it does. Go look it up right now, because we're going to talk about ESG in just a second. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.